Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi everyone, my name's Inika and I'm an alcoholic. And my question is, what is our morning routine? And I'm so glad I was asked this question because in my almost 4 years of sobriety now, I do the same thing every single morning of my recovery, and I really believe that it's the thing that's kept me sober for this time, or a key element of it. Obviously this question relates to step 11, and step 11 for me is about consciously being aware of a link to something bigger than me, to a power greater than me, and tuning into that so that I can live in accordance with the spiritual principles that we live in this program. And what I found is that in order to live consciously and to allow myself to be guided, I need to get still. And stillness was a thing that, well, it wasn't a thing for a person like me. I drank for 33 years and I lived most of my life just running out the door in the morning as well, behind the eight ball, living on coffee, not eating food, never getting still and grounded in myself, and certainly not getting still enough to seek guidance from a power that was a little bit bigger than my head. And so my morning routine, as I said, I've done every single day of this recovery, regardless of whether I'm at home or I'm with my partner or I'm somewhere else. I get up in the morning at a specific time. I do three readings from three separate books that I have. And those readings remind me clearly, first and foremost, I read them, and they remind me really clearly of this recovery life that we choose. My head will wake up with a million things going on, usually from the day before, and I find that when I get up and I sit quietly and I read these readings, I'm reminded of this fairly extreme recovery life of abstinence that we lead. And it isn't just a life that's about not picking up a drink, it's a life that we lead that's guided by principles like having a huge amount of acceptance for life, allowing myself to be guided, being of love and service in my day to the people around me, to my children, to my partners, to my recovery community, to people at work. And so the readings I find are just a beautiful way to sit there and go, oh yeah, that's right, today's reading's about forgiveness. Yeah, I need to be a bit soft and I need to be a bit open today. So that's the start of it. Then I meditate for minimum 9 minutes these days, and I just sit really quietly and breathe deeply and get into the stillness. And I do find in that stillness in the morning, I get to process some of the things that usually happened the day before, and I just get grounded inside my body, and I'm able to kind of just listen for some of the answers that life does provide to us if I'm not running around seeking them out and trying to run the show. And then after that, I get on my knees. So a lot of other members get on their knees straight away when they get out of bed, I hear. I sit down, I have my coffee while I'm doing my readings. I sit and I get grounded and I breathe. I get into my body. I still my mind, this racing, chattering mind that is my alcoholic default position. And then I get on my knees with that little bit of clarity I've gained, and I say the third step prayer then. And in that, I'm asking God, please guide me, show me how to live this sober day the very best that I can, because in and of myself, I generally don't know the best way to do that. And this is the stuff that I've only learned in Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm a really grateful member. Thanks for allowing me to share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.